News Radio WTAM 1100, Brad Sussman in for Bill Wills, joined by Father Bob Steck of the Parish of St. Ambrose in Brunswick to talk about a big event that's coming up this weekend, the Fest. How are we doing, Father Bob?
I'm doing great, Brad. We are so looking forward to this coming Sunday where we're going to bring thousands of people together for an amazing day. So how could I be anything but excellent?
Absolutely. We're talking about the Fest. Routinely draws over 35,000 visitors to the Center for Pastoral Leadership in Wycliffe. And this is a wonderful day. It's an inspiring day of faith and family and fun and free. Also, that's a big word to say right now.
Absolutely, Brad. We purposely do that because we want everybody to be welcome, especially if you think about all the things we're going through, all the things we've been. People need hope. People need community. People need to know that God is alive in their lives. And so there is no ticket. Everybody's welcome. They get tons of free giveaways. Plus, they can hear the most amazing Christian artists for the day all for free because everybody's welcome, because all of us need God and all of us need the hope and the help of God.
And who are some of the artists that are going to be there this coming Sunday?
Brad, we say that we have the fullest lineup ever. We have Crowder, Phil Wickham, We the Kingdom, Micah Tyler, Rhett Walker. I mean, just the most amazing. Five national bands, all of them phenomenal. And again, all of them coming to kind of stir our spirits, refresh us, renew us, and strengthen the bonds of our community and strengthen the bonds of family life.
It's quite an event. The gates open at 10 o'clock. The artists start performing at noon. And for those of you that are saying to yourselves, wow, you know, I'd love to go, but I normally go to the noon Mass. Hey, if you hang around at 8 o'clock, the bishop's going to be holding Mass.
Absolutely. On this day where people can do wonderful crafts and activities and get amazing food for almost nothing, right? The highlight of the day really is coming together at the end of the day. Bishop Molesik will be there just to bring us together in prayer, praying for God's grace, praying for a more peaceful world, praying that God will give us the strength we need each and every day. The theme this year, we say it's a homecoming. Think about homecomings. What do? They bring people back to a familiar place, the Center for Pastoral Leadership. What do? We renew friendship. And what is it? It should re-energize us to literally go home with a message of hope, a day of inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. Father Bob Steck is joining us now. He's the pastor of St. Ambrose Parish in Brunswick, but also this event organizer of the Fest. And this has been going on for some time, and every year just gets bigger and bigger, more popular than ever. And again, you bring in some amazing acts and just amazing things for everybody to do, not only for the adults, for the kids as well.
Absolutely. So the theme, as I mentioned, is homecoming, and everything will kind of reinforce the ability to take hope home with us. So how do we come together, have an amazing day, all for free? How do we re-energize and renew our spirits and then take the goodness, take the hope, take the presence of God home to our workplaces, to our neighborhoods, so that, again, together we can bring the peace and the joy that I think all of us are yearning for in our lives. So that's the day is designed to be a great day of faith, family, and fun. Again, it's the best of the artists, the best of the activities. There really is something for everyone. God bless our friends from Mark's. They have a huge mom's area. We have a dad's den. We have great inflatables, plus activities for the kids. There's a petting zoo. Dr. Awesome, he's a bubbleologist. He's coming. There really is something for everyone.
It's the 22nd annual Fest. It's the homecoming version this year, and it's going to be taking place this Sunday. Gates open at 10 a.m. Music starts at noon at the Center for Pastoral Leadership in Wycliffe. Father Bob, it's going to be a great event. We're so looking forward to it, and right now the forecast looks amazing.
Absolutely. I think God is going to shine upon us, and all the details are on our website, thefest.us. There's plenty of close parking, all for free as well. There really is something for everyone. That's thefest.us, and we really want everybody to come together so that we can go home with hope and build a stronger, better community for everyone.
Father Bob Steck, we appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to the Fest coming up this Sunday, again, at the Center for Pastoral Leadership in Wycliffe. Grounds open at 10 a.m. Music starts at noon, and, of course, the Mass will be at 8 o'clock at night.
And fireworks to end, Brad.
Oh,
God bless your day.
How about that? We got fireworks as well. What a fantastic day it's going to be. Father Bob, look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you so much, Brad.
On News Radio, WTAM 1100.